From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. It is great to have you back.
It's really nice to be back. Was gone for a long time and really enjoyed actually being a consumer of public radio for a while. Played the puzzle with you and the listener and Sheila. I thought Sheila did a fabulous job.
Absolutely.
I'm not quite sure I'm back up to speed again, but I was listening last week, and I remember what the challenge was, but why don't you remind everybody?
Yes, I said, take the phrase sick sunbather, and I said, rearrange these 13 letters to name a famous song from the 1960s, and I said it's a song everyone knows.
I never knew sunbather could be rearranged to spell back in the USSR. What fun.
Thanks.
Great answer. Well, we had about 1,200 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner from the correct answers is Lissa Shaloff from Evanston, Illinois. Hi, Lissa.
Hi.
How long did it take you to come up with this puzzle?
Oh, I got this one right away, actually.
You did?
Yes.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 3 years.
Oh, pretty good. And what do you do in Evanston?
Well, I was formerly a Chicago public school teacher, and now I'm a full-time mom.
Are you, like me, ready to play on the air today? I'm not too sure. How about you?
I'm a little nervous.
I am, yeah. Too. Good. We're in the same boat. Will, I want you to meet Lissa, and I think we're ready for what you have for us.
All right, Lissa and Leanne, this is a good puzzle for two heads. Every answer today is the name of a well-known song by the Beatles. You name them from their anagrams. And you already have the example, sick sunbather, making back in the USSR. Here's number one, try easy ed. It's a 9-letter word. Try easy ed. It was a number one hit in 1965. Just rearrange those letters to make a word.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let me see.
Try easy ed.
Yeah. And you're writing this down, right?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's the, I'll give you a big, yeah, Leanne?
Let me see if I could give Lissa a hint. Paul McCartney sang it, kind of a solo number.
Yeah.
And if it's not today and tomorrow, it's?
Yesterday.
There you go, yesterday. Excellent. Your next one is A Dirty Perp. A Dirty Perp, P-E-R-P. The numeration is 3-7. It was a hit in 1965 and 66. The 3-letter word is a unit of time.
Day.
Yes.
Oh, day tripper?
Day tripper is it. Good. Try this one. My unreliable sow. S-O-W. My unreliable sow.
How long did you spend on this, Will?
This took way too long. 6-9. 6-9. My unreliable sow. And the 6-letter word is a color. And I'll tell you, it was also the name of a Beatles movie.
Oh, Yellow Submarine.
Yeah. Yellow Submarine. Excellent. Try this one. Bounce My Valet. Bounce My Valet, 4-3-2-4. And the two-letter word is a pronoun.
It's not my, is
no.
It? No, no. Me?
It's me, yes.
Me?
Blank, blank, me, blank. The four-letter word is a contraction.
Can't.
Yes.
Can't buy me.
Yes.
Love?
Yeah.
Can't buy me love. Very good.
Okay. I say these more assertively. Can't buy me love.
There
excellent,
you go.
Excellent. Try this one. A multi-washer. That's a M-U-L-T-I. W-A-S-H-E-R. 1-2-3-6. Take a guess at the one-letter word.
I am.
Yes.
A walrus?
I am the walrus. Excellent. And here is your last one. Wacko Wine Tutor. W-A-C-K-O. W-I-N-E. T-U-T-O-R.
You should have a band, and these should be fine.
Yes, we should. We'll get the house band to play a few numbers.
It was a number one hit in 1965 and 66, and I'll tell you, it's an appropriate title for two people solving this puzzle. It starts with a pronoun.
We.
Yes. And the other two-letter word is another pronoun.
It?
Yes.
We can.
Yes.
Work it out.
We can work it out. Good job.
I'll do the first bit, you do the second bit, and we can work it out. Oh, hey, Lissa, what a great team member you are today.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, great player. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Lissa, what's your member station? What public radio station do you listen to?
WBEZ.
Ah, great. In Chicago.
Yes.
All right. Lissa Shaloff from Evanston, Illinois. Hey, I really enjoyed it. I hope you did, too. And thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks so much.
Okay. All right, Will, now that the smoke is cleared, what's the challenge you have for us to work on for the next week?
Well, there's an excellent new puzzle book just out by a Ukrainian puzzle maker, Serhiy Grabarchuk. It's called The New Puzzle Classics. It's a big, fat collection of completely original illustrated brain teasers involving logic, and I had the honor of writing the foreword for it. Well, here's a sample that I can give over the radio. Put 10 dots on a piece of paper in the form of a 10-pip domino, and this will look the same as a pair of dice with fives on them side by side. You can number the top row of dots 1 to 4, the two middle dots 5 and 6, and the bottom row of dots 7 and 10. Now, the object is to draw a closed loop of four consecutive straight lines going through each of the dots once. So draw a straight line. From the end of that, draw another straight line. From the end of that, draw a third straight line. And from the end of that, draw one more straight line that returns to your starting point. Every dot must be crossed once. Can you do it? And your solution can give the numbers of the dots in each of your four lines.
Good luck. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, it's great to play with you again. Thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Leanne.